Former CBS News documentary producer Joan Peters died January 6th in Chicago at the age of 76. In her controversial 1984 book From Time Immemorial, Peters showed that the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, also known as UNRWA, perpetuated the refugee status of Arabs who were displaced or left voluntarily in the wake of Israel's 1948 War of Independence, a status not perpetuated with any other refugee group. Former colleague David Bedeen, a journalist who heads the Jerusalem-based Center for Near East Policy Research, says Peters was ahead of her time.
Joan Peters was a prophet in her own time, a woman who wrote about the situation of what really is causing the what we call the Palestinian conflict today. And she did so way, way ahead of her time. And to this day, too many people think that what the Palestinian, but the PLO and what the Palestinian people want is some sliver of land of Israel and everything will be fine. What she revealed through very careful research in a book that is still influencing a generation of thinkers, her book, Time Immemorial, is that there was a systematic effort made from 1948 on to make sure that the war simmers in the hearts and minds of everyone who was a refugee from 1948. And she shows that it's not simply a matter of Saudi Arabia or one of the Arab countries doing the simmering, but it's actually the United Nations, the founding of UNRWA, the United Nations Refugee Relief and Work Agency, and the placement of these refugees in the refugee camps under the specious premise of the right of return. Now, Joan showed how everyone who was involved in that decision-making process knew exactly what they were doing to basically perpetuate a Palestinian-Arab war, and how it was coordinated with the eventual founding of the PLO in 1964, which, of course, was founded by the Arab League, not by the Palestinian-Arab people or something, and basically the way in which you can continue a war or a struggle is you have a base from which to work. And she shows how the Palestinian-Arab people in the refugee camps were basically taught to make war against Israel as their raison d'etre. And even though a quote-unquote peace process began 20 years ago, she warned that this had nothing to do with their real interests. And that's what this is something from then until her dying day, which was this week, from the period of more than 30 years, warning that this is the real lethal issue of the Palestinian Arabs and their motivation for war, is what they call the right of return, as planned by the United Nations. And she says also how UNRWA, working with the UN, working with all the donor countries, started counting all of the Arabs who came into Palestine in the 40s as native Palestinian Arabs. And she also shows, through her very, very careful research, through open sources that anyone could have done, but open sources showing how all the Arab countries basically organized an immigration into Palestine in the 40s, 30s and 40s, and how they would later, you know, try to say that they were there for centuries, and that wasn't the case. So she did wonders to basically blow apart any illusion of what is going on here, and she was the person that people who were advancing what they call the peace process, which is the two-state solution. Well, she basically came up with the idea that it was a two-stage solution, not the two-state solution. And that's her work, and I felt very personally and professionally very inspired by Joan Peters. And my work today is basically finding out every single day more and more details of how correct she was.
Tell me, you said at the beginning of this interview that it has influenced people. Can you give an example of that?
Well, I think that, you know, she also helped, was a formative, I can't prove this, but when I see in Mr. Netanyahu's writings, Netanyahu was the Israel's ambassador to the United Nations when she put out her book, and I'm convinced that she had a very, very big influence on Netanyahu's formative years in foreign policy for Israel. Netanyahu's books refer to her work, use her work. Netanyahu would invoke her work. And I think that that's very, very important to realize that today's Prime Minister of Israel is basically influenced by someone who was basically influenced by Joan Peters. I think it's very clear. An amazing coincidence, and this is a coincidence, that at the time that she completed her work, was at the time that Mordechai Ben-Porat, working in the Israeli government under Begin, this is in 1984-85, he had gone to the Arab refugee camps to try to organize a resettlement policy, you know, to get them out of the camps, and that's when the United Nations, with the donor countries, Bashut, put the kaboom on it, stopped it, and stopped any. And on December 16th, 1985, there was a very important resolution at the United Nations forbidding the resettlement of Arab refugees. And it's not that the Arab refugees didn't want it, but the PLO / the UN didn't. And then over the next couple of years, the PLO came in very, very strongly into the refugee camps. And one of the factors that basically set off the Intifada in December 87 was the PLO making sure that there would be no abrogation of right of return.
Are there any foreign leaders that have expressed their, I don't want to say debt of gratitude, but the fact that they've been influenced by the book?
I know that Gene Kirkpatrick, who was the former U.S. ambassador at the United Nations, was very influenced by her. If I had some time to do a little bit of research about that, I think I would come up with a number of people, both in American foreign policy and foreign policy of various nations.
Have any actions been taken in terms of government decisions anywhere?
Our agency brought a delegation to the British Parliament 3 weeks ago and to the Canadian Parliament 2 months ago, and we're looking for sponsors to send people to the American Congress in 2 months. We know there's more and more and more people who are raising questions about UNRWA and about this right of return, and the scoop for you today, which is very important to know, is that the donor countries to UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Work Agency, are basically holding back a little bit of their cash, wanting to put some conditions on it, which is basically a modest victory for those of us who will say, if you're going to give money to refugee camps, don't throw it into a hole where they're going to be advocating the overthrow of Israel, and also at the same time they're having an education system which is based on preparing them for war. So, which is what Joan predicted, and that is what's happened.
David Bedin, director of the Israel Resource News Agency at the Center for Near East Policy Research, reporting from Jerusalem. This is Ernie Singer for Voice of Israel.